I know you believe you can do anything. I also believe if I want something, I can have it. And I know you feel like hitting me around the head because you just want to laugh at me. Like I always used to write on my whiteboards, win Grand Prix, dressage with the stars, national championships with ABBA was 70%. And I know you look at me and you go, why would you ever write that down? You had no plan to get 70%. You had nothing. You just thought by writing it down it would happen. And did it happen? No. I'd never won any major competition. I never won it. I occasionally got a ribbon and I'd be at the back of the prize winning ceremony going, yes, at least I'm here. But I never got the win and I never got 70%. And you'd go, of course you didn't, because you didn't have a plan and you didn't do anything to make that happen. Rather, like you showed up and you just kind of hoped. So you hate. I feel you get very frustrated with my hope because that's all it is. I just go, I want this, I hope it happens, and off I go about my life. And you're like, freaking moron. Actually, create a plan that could guarantee that you would get there or not. And if you think about something we did recently, Alicia was like, that's not a realistic goal. We've got to make it a goal that we can realistically achieve. So I changed it to the goal, and then I wrote to the side Natasha's hopes and dreams. And my hopes and dreams were a lot bigger than the goal. But there was no logical reason why I thought we could achieve Natasha's hopes and dreams. It was just a hope and dream. And that's kind of the same with the horses. I have a hope and a dream of 3 Olympic gold medals or 5 Olympic gold medals, or right now it's just an Olympic gold medal. One Olympic gold medal, because I know after that I want more. But that's a hope and a dream, because I'm still whinging and complaining about how I don't want to do a flat 20-meter circle trot because I want to do fancy stuff. So it's very, very interesting. I don't think I have an answer. I don't know if it's got anything to do. Yes, like you can keep, and I've been shaving away at this and digging at this and cutting at this for the last 15 years of my life. It's why I got into coaching, got into personal development, got into NLP to go, well, what is the true purpose and the true reason why we do anything? And then also respecting the wiring of a unique human and how those that unique amount of wiring result creates results for that human. So I've got nothing here, guys. Thank you for all the love and all the sharing, and thanks for everyone with their suggestions. So, Karen, I want to push Tash on the does she really believe she can do the Olympic medal ride? Yeah, I do believe I can do the Olympic ride. But factually, so yes, I do believe that somehow magic will happen, that there's a magical unicorn and there's magical leprechauns, and that something will happen, and I will just. You never know how the universe works. It's a winding staircase, that somehow something will happen and I'll just end up sitting on a horse and get a 90% because me and my horse are just, great friends and we have this great connection, and I'll just go win the Olympics because I watched International Velvet and that's what happened. And I watched the Black Stallion. I'm a product of the dream that has been sold, that is, if you just dream hard enough, you can make it happen. And I really subscribe to that. I'm like, I'll just dream. I won't do any work. I'll just dream. So I think that's the biggest difference. I believe I can achieve my hopes and dreams just by hoping and dreaming. And Alicia is this gorgeous person in my life who hits me over the head and says, what the fuck? Let's actually make a plan to make it happen. So, yeah, and in the middle of this is the day-to-day, the process. And I'm talking in circles because obviously this is, it's very, oh God, I feel like deleting this because there's no actual purpose or point to what I'm saying. I'm just sharing what's in my head.